All of us here at the BCC Coupon Book want to let our friends in the Northern Pinellas, Palm Harbor, and Oldsmar areas know about the all-new Nesting Grounds Cafe. Located on the southeast corner of East Lake Road and Ridgemore Boulevard, right between the Shell Station and Chase Bank, open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., the Nesting Grounds Cafe serves breakfast and lunch from Eggs Benedict, pancakes, and the Create Your Own Omelette to sandwiches, wraps, burgers, and salads, and so much more. Come and check out the Nesting Ground Cafe, 4852 Ridgemore Boulevard in Palm Harbor, 727-559-1574. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Nesting Grounds Cafe, 4852 Ridgemore Boulevard in the southeast corner of East Lake Road and Ridgemore Boulevard. 727-559-1574. And don't forget about the valuable coupon in the BCC Coupon Book. The Nesting Grounds Cafe. Check it out today.
Hey, it's Jonathan Kay. Anyone who knows me knows I have a sweet tooth. I love cookies, pie, cupcakes, all of it. But I'm also very health conscious. I mean, I have to make sure my body's getting what it needs. But on those days when I need a sweet, I look for Heidi's Foods. Their handcrafted sweet and healthy snacks and desserts are made with organic ingredients. They also have keto, raw, vegan, paleo, and non-GMO foods as well. So you don't have to worry about ruining your diet just to indulge. You can find them at Carolyn's Kitchen on 421 Cleveland Street in Clearwater, or you can order them online at heidisfoods.com. And Heidi is spelled H-E-I-D-I. Heidi's Foods. There's nothing in the world like it.
This is a radio spot for my good friends right here. Trusted friends, Sharon Ficchioni. Did I say that right?
It's Ficchioni.
Ficchioni. So this is Ray Rao. He's my trusted friend from The Whisper. Now tell me exactly what The Whisper is, like how it's named.
The Lone Whisperer.
The Lone
Whisperer. Come to me because of my years of being told, you're a great listener. And that's so key today in the market where people feel that mortgage people in real estate are using a separate language that they don't understand. So I break it down. I don't use any acronyms. I use exactly how it's written. So I don't do DTI. I say debt to income.
All right. So, hey, as a real estate agent of many years, I have run into a question with my clients. What is a mortgage broker versus a loan officer?
So with a mortgage broker, in layman's terms again, I don't have any walls. I'm not dictated by a board of trustees on cherry-picking loans that would be sold in the second market easier than others. I produce purchase mortgages for the public, and I have a record of 2 years of no turndown. So I can do commercial, I can do residential. I can do, of course, VA, FHA, and conventional. That's what my advantage is. Mm-hmm. I don't have to answer to any board of trustees.
So because you are the Lone Whisperer, because you listen and you like to put information into layman terms, this is awesome for especially first-time home buyers, and you're a veterans advocate. So could you explain more about how you help veterans and first-time home buyers and people who need help with loans? Can you explain those types of loans you work on?
Sure, Sharon. Thank you. One of the nicest things is when I deal with first-time home buyers, I realize the anxiety and the fear. They're dealing with what they think is a large corporation that is engineered just to make money. And what I do is I slow it down. I ask them, what exactly are they looking for, would like to do? What are your goals? Let's talk about them in the front end of this. Mm-hmm. And then I can build that purchase mortgage that they feel comfortable with. They can go to bed at night and say, I feel like I've been served.
That's awesome. And so in order for buyers to reach you and to understand all about loans and how they can get qualified today, do you have a mobile app that people can use?
Sure. Absolutely. ApplyRay.com.
Great. Could you say that one more time, please?
ApplyRay.com.
Wonderful. So right now, anybody, if they do get a loan that doesn't meet qualifications, you can help them build their credit profile, and you do what you call a credit simulator. Could you explain that, please?
So you have three scores. So in each score, you get what it could be to raise that particular score. So what I do is I take the information from the three reporting agencies, and I raise your score by showing you in different areas what, if you pay this down to this, what we can raise your score to, what we can also do about the other scores to raise them, so we can get you a better qualifying score and a better interest rate.
And the name of the company is Phoenix Loan Solutions?
That's correct. Phoenix Loan Solutions, Inc.
And that phone number is yours?
That phone number is directly to me, right here to the cell phone sitting on the table.
And what's the phone number again?
727-512-0497.
And why the big, the bad, the ugly song? Why do you think that connects to this deal?
It's the listening. You know, I've always been fascinated by Clint Eastwood and the fact that he spends a lot of time listening and looking and hearing what people say. And I think that is so key in this business that's full of fear and anxiety of people going to rip me off. I don't understand what buy down a points are. I don't understand what LOX means, letter of explanation. I don't understand all of these acronyms. Why can't somebody just talk to me like an everyday person? And that's exactly what I go after. And that's exactly what I've had a great deal of success with, where people say, Ray, I'm so appreciate you talk to me like a regular person.
And what's the phone number again?
727-512-0497.
We'd like to thank you for listening, and please reach out to Ray at Phoenix Loan Solutions Incorporated. Ray is the Senior Mortgage Loan Originator, NMLS number 1257601. Call him at 727-512-0497.
Mr. Brian Cash Klein.
Another one in the books. We got my good friend in the house, Ray Ray.
So, Ray Rao, the Loan Whisperer.
Right. And then Mr. Bill, how are you, sir?
I'm okay. What are you up to, Brian?
Good. You know, you're a veteran, owned and operated business. So wait a second. Anyhow, just to tell you, you didn't have that on the whole time. How about now? Anyhow, Ray deals a lot with the veterans. Can you hear, Bill?
You talking to me, Brian? Yeah, I got you.
What I just do?
You have me?
I heard something crackle. Are you there, Bill?
We're having technical difficulties.
Yeah, there's an echo on the phone here. I can hear you, Brian, but I get a feedback. I called.
Hang on, Bill.
Hang on.
We got a wire or a plug or something.
It's not coming in.
Needs a little scooching.
Can you talk into the mic? Maybe I can hear you.
Hello?
Can you? No. The thing's off.
What is this here?
No.
Okay.
Anyhow, wouldn't you know that? Technical difficulties. I don't even know if anybody can hear us.
Not so sure.
I got you loud and clear.
You're on.
All right. So
we're not hearing anybody.
I didn't do nothing.
You pulled the fucking thing. Excuse me.
Oh. Yeah, you caught that. I'm sorry.
You pulled this out of here.
I thought that went somewhere.
There you go. Can you hear now?
No, I didn't do anything.
Oh!
There you go.
The volume is
way high. You there, okay. Bill, still? Did Bill hang out?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Bill.
Yeah, you know what I did, Bill?
It was a switch.
I pulled the board closer to me, and by pulling the board closer to me, I pulled the plug out.
Okay.
So how stupid is that?
No comment.
There you go. I get stupid. Stupid points.
Hello, Bill.
So, Bill, what I was saying to you is you're a veteran-owned and operated business. And you served our country. You were the mayor of Palm Harbor. You know, I tell this to people. You know, I say this to people, and you might think, like, I just got to say this to you. Like, it was 3 weeks ago. Was it 2 weeks ago? Who do you respect the most in business? And I immediately said you. You might not even, like, realize the fact that you're a veteran, the fact that you were the mayor, and how you deduct your business with honor. I think that's the most important thing, I think, is your integrity.
Yep.
And I just want to let you know, in my heart, I really have a lot of respect for you, Bill.
Well, just let me clarify the mayor thing, Brian. It's an honorary mayor position in Palm Harbor because we don't have a political mayor as the other cities do. So honorary, that's honor,
right? So it's still honor. It's a good thing. You know, can Ray tell you a little bit of what he does with the veterans? Not long, but just to get a feel who Ray is. Like, he's really deeply involved with the veterans. So tell him, Ray, like, what you do. Because Bill's a veteran.
Hey, Bill, real quick, Ray Rowell, the Lone Whisperer. I'm an honor flight guardian, and I take veterans to Washington, D.C. for the day to see the memorials. And I stay with them the whole day and bring them back. 8 o'clock at the Clearwater Airport, and we have a giant welcome home presentation for them, over 300 people. I'm also Coast Guard Auxiliarist, and in fact, I'm taking some more tests today to further myself in that. And I also belong to Military Vehicle Preservation Association, and I drive a 45 Willys Jeep every day. So that's a little bit about me.
What do you think of that, Bill? He serves our country like you did.
Well, yeah. I was always thinking about doing that trip up to Washington, put my name in the hat for that, but maybe someday.
Yeah, I'll help you through that process when you get ready.
Okay.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice for you guys to hook up?
Yeah, it would.
And Bill go there? Be.
Absolutely. You take a veteran to the Washington, D.C., and it's beyond words as far as honorable.
Yeah,
and Bill, that's something.
I do the Veteran of the Year presentation for the Chamber of Commerce every year. So we just finished doing that a couple of weeks ago for the Chamber. So there was a retired colonel from the Air Force who was presented this year. And he's active in the Upper Tampa Bay Chamber of Commerce. And he's also involved with Congressman Balakas's office. Helping people out with that.
That's good. Gus Bilirakis, you talk about a name in our northern Pinellas County.
Oh, yeah.
Is there a bigger name than Gus Bilirakis? Mm-hmm. Like in our politics locally here in Palm Harbor, Tarpon Springs? I mean, he's the big boy. They've been in the politics for our representing us for over 30 years, right, Bill?
Yeah.
Have you ever met Gus Bilirakis?
What, you talking to me now?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I see him frequently. He normally does the, sits in on the presentation, but he invites, me and my family to some of his fundraisers naturally. So, yeah.
Wow. That's cool. Because, you show me your friends, I tell you your future. Right?
Right. That's true. We are who we associate with.
Yeah, success breeds success.
Mm-hmm.
And Gus Bilirakis really represents our community with honor and dignity also. So it figures that right up the alley, he would want you to be around him.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us, Bill, like, you got two locations there on in Palm Harbor. And tell us, like, what's your main objective running those two businesses that fix cars?
Well, main objective, well, obviously we've been doing it a long time. It's a family operation, so I think that a lot of people look to that nowadays. My son's been with me in the business, you know, since day one, so that's 29 years.
And that's great.
My son and my wife are with me at my alternate 19 location. And Bobby, who has been a longtime friend for 35 years, he runs my shop down at alternate 19. So I think the family aspect of it and the small business aspect of it is, I think, what a lot of people are looking towards. But in conjunction with that, we're also a Napa Auto Care Center.
So, oh, great.
Napa Auto Care, of course, it gives us support, and especially towards warranties. So if somebody's from Ohio or Michigan and they get their car repaired with us, that warranty carries through up to Michigan or Ohio, wherever they are. And it's a 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty. Which most shops nowadays, they got, you know, 1 year, 12,000 miles. But we're able to give a 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty on all the repairs we do with Napa Auto Parts.
Well,
we're also a AAA station
at
US 19. So
we all have AAA.
AAA, you need a meet their requirements and dance to their beat so that their customers can be satisfied. So that's two of the good, three of the good things. Family plus the support of a couple of big national players that support us as well. So.
Yeah, that's big name Napa too. Anybody says Napa, they know who that is. And that's quality. And that's why you get the 36 versus the 12, because they, you know, they have confidence in their product.
Yeah, I use Napa. I have several old collector cars. I have a 56 DeSoto and then the 45 Willys Jeep, and I use Napa all the time. They surprise me on their availability of parts. I ordered a wheel cylinder for a 56 DeSoto upper driver's side, and they said, okay, hold on, and they had one. I couldn't believe it. So.
Yeah, Brian, I got a couple of cars in the shop now. I got a 1901 Oldsmobile. You probably remember that from your days.
Yes.
I've got a beautiful 1958 Corvette, and again, we're able to find parts for that. I got my son's old, whatever that one, 1960-something Cadillac, and a 1966 Mustang. It's a beautiful car. So I got a couple of classics on the property right now, and we're still able to get parts for most of them. Sometimes, well, it's difficult getting parts for a lot of cars nowadays because, I mean, as you well know, there's a shortage of everything, it seems like.
Yes, it's crazy. Like, I have a lady that comes here, she does windows, and if she orders a window, it's a 7 months until she gets the window. And she has to tell the customer that wants that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's insane. You know what they should do is they should put the Coast Guard out there.
Like, right. Where,
that's what I heard someone say the other day.
Yeah.
Let the Coast Guard, like, you know, if you don't have the help, you know, we already have the Coast Guard. It's in the water.
Mm-hmm.
And the Coast Guard guy said on TV the other day, he goes, man, we're ready to go to get this production going.
Yep.
And we're already being paid.
It's a systematic problem, though. It's deeper than getting the parts to us. It's in the manufacturing side. They don't have the people to produce the product.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's kind of crazy there. So how do you have to ever wait on parts now, too, Bill? Like, say, if you have a car, have you been in that position
It's been fairly good. I can't recall having a big delay, but...
Yeah,
we've been getting them. Sometimes there's a couple, 3-day delay, but we ultimately get them. And tires and things like that might be made overseas. We got to go to different brands and find a different tire manufacturer. Because the warehouses are low on a lot of the import tires.
And like, what is the hardest thing? Normally, I say what's the easiest thing. But if I ask you, like, if someone was getting into the automotive industry like you are, what is the hardest thing about your job?
Well, the thing of it is it's different nowadays than it was. Although the engine is still internal combustion engine at most of the cars, and it still operates on the same principles. So much of it today is electrical or electronics. And so that's what you need. That's what I tell anybody that's asking anything about it, is to forget the mechanical, but I don't mean forget it, but secondary is the mechanical part. But you got to learn that electricity. You got to learn the basics of electronics and electricity and all of the way all of these computers nowadays talk to each other to be able to diagnose and to be able to troubleshoot. Because if you can't do that, then you're kind of behind the eight ball.
Right.
Secondarily, these electric cars, the Teslas, et cetera, Volkswagens, whatever they are on the electric end of it, I mean, that's a big part of the future. And you can see these years ago, we used to kind of chuckle about it. Well, yeah, you're never going to see an electric car up at the drag races. But you go up there now,
yep.
I'm going to tell you.
Yep.
You got these big dragsters there that make all kinds of noise, and you got this little Tesla that comes up and just is often a shot and a blast, and you don't even hear anything. And
you know, it's funny, Bill. I, for about 10 years, I competitively raced the RC radio control cars, and we had lithium batteries, we had the electric motors, all the components. These were 1/10 scale, and they were on the same platform as far as adjustability and everything as a NASCAR. Race car. We had the adjusting of the gyroscopes and everything like that, from the radio to the internal parts of the car, and adjustable shocks and transmissions and everything. So, yeah, this electric powered thing isn't really that new. But getting used to the Teslas and how they're going to need maintenance and upkeep is going to be something all shops like yourself are experiencing.
Yeah.
They just did an offer in Tesla. And they got they generated $100 billion just like 4 days ago.
And you can buy Tesla now
with Bitcoin.
Just think of that.
$100 billion.
I actually just bought one on Sunday.
You bought a Tesla?
Yeah, I have to wait until April for it to get here.
Wow.
And I got to test drive one, and there was a feeling that I'd never felt before. I was really? Doing 50 on 60, and I hit that gas pedal, and I was doing 90 before I knew it.
Yeah.
It was amazing to
feel. And quiet.
So no,
absolutely.
Yeah.
So Bill, I watched him do an interview, right? And he made a lot of mistakes in the beginning. And he says he should have been out of business. He was like, really? Like, what's his name again? Anybody know?
Oh, Elon Musk.
Yeah, so he's on the interview. You know what the biggest problem was? Is that the batteries weighed too much on the first car.
Right.
So what happened is they didn't anticipate how heavy the batteries weighed and how... So what happens is the car wouldn't move. And his first car they put off the assembly line didn't work. But he was able to keep the faith in his backers to, like, redo it.
That's almost funny.
It's almost funny, right?
Yeah. Here it goes, comes off the assembly line, and it doesn't go.
Do you work on Teslas, Bill?
No, I don't.
Right. So then this is something. What did you think when you heard the car itself can run without no one in it by a computer, drive down the street and there's no driver? Did you even believe it when you first heard that?
Well, I think there's a little, what's the word I'm looking for? There's a little bit of that I don't believe in, but, being as I come from an airline background and working on airplanes and the navigational autopilot that control the aircraft, it's very similar, okay? But again, the airspace is a controlled airspace, whereas down on the roads, it's as you well know, it's not too well controlled. But if you're out on an open highway and things like that, then certainly, whether it's GPS or even the lane markings, to be able to navigate the car, yeah, it's there.
Bill, would you like to win $20 worth of chocolates? You can give them to your wife, or you can. Do you like chocolate?
Oh, yeah.
Good answer.
Okay, good answer, good. Because I hope I don't pronounce her name wrong, but it's Whittle. It's not Little. It's Whittle Chocolate Factory. And she's right there at in Clearwater, and she's right there on 31031 U.S. Highway 19 North. Right? So she's right there at the... I don't even know why. There's no way... But she's right there, right, basically at Curlew and U.S. 19. Yeah, it's not in the end.
She's two doors down from Adam at Red Rooster.
Okay, but where's the plaza?
Across from Home Depot.
Across from Home Depot. Okay, so do you know where that is, across from Home Depot and US 19, Bill?
Yes, sir.
Okay, is she on the line? Do you want to win $20 worth of chocolates? Oh, I'm going to up it to 30 because this is a big-time show, Bill.
Big time.
What do you think of that? You want to take a challenge?
Go for it, Bill.
But go ahead, but I got to run here, Brian, so I only got a minute left.
You got to go back to work, Bill?
Yeah, okay. So anyhow, I'm going to give you a question. I hope you know the answer because it's you ready for this, Miss Whittle?
I am.
Yeah, this is real quick, Bill. I know you got to go, so I'm going to shorten it. She's a mother of five who started her own chocolate factory because she was doing it out of her house. And she had to make income because she's trying to support her family of five children, right? So you talk about a mom and pop operation, this is it, right? And what she does is she makes chocolates and stuff like that for parties. And she's right there, of course, from the Home Depot. It's called Whittle Chocolate Factory. And I'll ask this question. Who wrote the Star Spangled Banner?
Ryan, you know I'm not good with these things.
Okay, I'm going to give you some hints, though. Okay?
Francis C. Scott?
Wait. No. Scott Key, right, because I was going to say, what does it take to open a car or turn a car on? A key.
Nice.
Right? Anyhow, he wrote the Star Spangled Banner. And then he said the bombs bursting in air proved that our flag was still there. Why was that? Anybody know? Because what's the first thing the Taliban did when they took over, say, in Afghanistan? What's the first thing they did? They put their flag up, right? So that's how you know if our flag is still there, that means no one took us over.
Right.
Most people will say the bombs bursting in air proved that our flag was still there because of the lights. But no. The fact that we're throwing bombs means that we're still fighting and they didn't overtake us. But anyhow, Bill, I'm going to just give it to you anyway. And it's going to be a gift certificate at Whittle Chocolate Factory. It's a grand opening. And they're right across from the Home Depot.
I got the Scott part right, don't I?
No. What do you think of that, Bill? You excited?
Okay, man. I appreciate it.
In closing, just tell us your addresses and what you would like the people to know. Just spend like 45 seconds on closing what you want to say about your business.
Well, I got two family-owned locations. One's on the corner of Tampa Road and 19. I've been there for 29 years. We have mobile gas at both locations. My other location is on alternate 19, kind of right by Thirsty Marlin. Been there for 25-plus years. I got a beautiful convenience store there as well. And you can talk to any one of my service managers, and they treat you like family. And we got a nationwide warranty, period, the end.
The end.
Thank you.
And that's Bill. And like you said, the honorary mayor and the client that I always say that I respect the most.
Yep.
I appreciate that, Brian.
Thank you, Bill.
God bless you, Bill.
Thank you.
Over and out.
Over and out. Roger that. So, Whittle Chocolate Factory, huh?
Yep. I know y'all missed me.
Oh, crushing.
You know, we had your stuff here for the event. It was a very successful event.
I heard.
Yeah, we had like at least 30, 40 people here. And the biggest hit of the party was your chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Of course. Who doesn't want chocolate?
We need you back.
We need you back, right.
I know. Mm-hmm. I've been so swamped with Halloween orders.
Ah, well, the ads are working then.
Right. You know, what I said about Bill, too, is I really mean that. Like, you ever say things?
Yeah.
You know,
I can tell you felt it.
Yeah. I've been doing business with Bill for 25 years.
He had to get back to work.
Yeah. You know, and he always comes through for you, too. And he's a man of integrity. I wonder what word I would say to him, I think if it was to describe him. I think it's integrity.
Yeah.
And that's when you're doing the right thing and no one's watching.
And he's committed. You can tell. He wanted to get back to work because that's his priority.
Right. And he's a pilot, too, now. See that? He was a pilot.
Yeah.
I mean,
he likes old cars. We were talking a little earlier. Brian, about you think he's a car guy? And turns out he's got a 66 Mustang. The kid's got a Cadillac. He's got a variation of older vehicles right on his property. And so, yeah, he's a car guy.
Right. Isn't that something? So tell us how you got the Whittle Chocolate Factory going.
My kids have got me going with chocolate. I was doing custom cakes and stuff like that, and then I got bored of that. And then started doing chocolate, and it's been successful, and everybody loves chocolate.
I remember when you were here, you said you had a table. She was doing a makeshift thing. It started at her house, and she had tables, and she had buckets of the different things that go in there. And she said the kids were coming in and eating the chocolate.
Yes, my stuff would come up missing. I'm like, where's that?
I got a kick out of that. Of course, I seen you in the working away in there, and you were busy. I might reach into a bucket and grab a little piece of dark chocolate myself.
What's your favorite chocolate?
Me?
Yeah,
I like the cheap stuff.
Like what?
Milk chocolate with rice in it.
Oh, the crispy.
Cocoa and stuff.
Nestle crispy.
Do you like
crispy
white chocolate at all?
I enjoy all of them.
No kidding.
But my favorite is just the
crunch.
Milk chocolate.
The crunch bar. They call it the crunch bar. Do you do that, Anna?
I have made similar stuff, like the crunch bars, but my own version of it.
Okay, I'm going to send you there, if you don't mind, Eric.
Okay.
Go there and introduce yourself to Miss Anna.
Okay.
And I'm gonna give him $10 credit off of what you're gonna pay us. Is that okay? And give him. Do you have to make it to order, or is it always there?
I have a lot of different chocolate in here ready to go. I don't have any chocolate bars like that ready right now, but I have a whole lot of stuff ready.
Yeah. So if you go there, just whatever, you got a $10 credit.
Okay. Appreciate that.
Yeah, tell Anna what you do.
So I own a giant mobile billboard, and we can either drive it up and down US 19 or whatever roads, or we can park it right on your property to get you very inexpensive advertising.
Wow.
Wow.
That's ingenious. Neat. One of those LED big... Mm-hmm. I've seen these large box fans running around with the LED... And some of them actually have a thing where they park and they open the back of the truck and it has some kind of LED flashing. They do music to your business. You know, they choreograph it, so to speak. So great. What's it called, the business?
So I've been in business for 11 years, but I've only had my new product. This is my new product. I've had it for about 3 months. The business name is Marathon Marketing Services.
Marathon Marketing Services. What is the phone number there?
727-565-8601.
So they can text you?
Yes, that's okay. My personal cell phone.
Marathon Marketing. Do you have a website that they could go to on with their phone? You know, everybody likes to Google.
I've got the website. It's marathonflyer.com. I do not have the billboard stuff on the website yet because we've only had it for about 3 months.
Okay, so it's coming.
Yeah, my other product was Door Flyer Distribution. I love it. It works. But I'm looking to get away from it and go more towards the signs.
I did the door knocker, door flyer. You know, you walk around with a business partner and you knock on a door and if they open it, you talk about your business. Actually, you know, people were going back to the one-on-one approach. Because, you know, you get email like I do, and how fast do we blip through it? And half the time it's something we probably need to know, but we're just so... callous now to email. So the old expression of like you're presenting of going to knocking on a door or putting a door hanger sometimes strikes up the old conversation, especially in a neighborhood.
I love the door flyer idea. I think it's a phenomenal business plan. It's just challenging to hire people in the Florida sun to deliver them.
Yeah, you got to do it real early in the morning or in the evening anymore. But we're coming into the best time of the year now.
Oh, absolutely.
This is the money time. This is what everybody's here for. That we sweat through the 100-degree temperatures during the summer because it's going to start breaking and be 60s and 70s at night. So, all right, Marathon Marketing Company. What's your name, sir?
Say again?
What is your name?
My name is Eric Conte.
I want to go back to Whittle. Whittle Chocolates, are you still there?
I am still here.
I just like you to ask you a question. Like, let's combine the both together. Like, why is it that the M&M doesn't melt in your hands? Like, what is the deal there?
It does melt in your hand. This is Florida.
Oh.
This is like that drill bit joke.
Yes.
Five, well, how many million?
Yeah, do you know that last year over 500,000 quarter-inch drill bits were sold?
Are you ready for this, guys?
Did they want the quarter-inch drill bit?
No.
What'd they want?
They wanted the hole.
The quarter-inch hole, right?
I love that.
Right.
I really do. It's so simple.
It's so simple, right?
But you know, it's interesting as people who have the art of conversation like ourselves, sometimes we get so looking for something and it's right there. We hop right over it and go to something difficult as an answer, and most of the time it's pretty simple.
Yes.
It's the hole.
Well, and that kind of reminds me of the whole sell the sizzle, not the steak.
Right.
We buy drill bits because we want holes. We don't buy drill bits because we want drill bits.
Right, and same thing with the chocolate, right? If you can get across to the people how they're going to enjoy the taste of the chocolate and how you put your heart into it. Because I believe, like with you, talking to you, what I got, if I had to give like a 30-second summary with you, Miss Whittle, Miss Ann, is that you love what you do.
I do.
So you put love into the chocolates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I just interrupt for 1 second? I just got to say thank you, thank you, thank you, Lizette. Look what she just sent me, a picture of a cake that she made. That she asked me to come pick up.
Oh, you better get in your car and scoot on down there.
She's super busy with calls right now and that she couldn't be here today. But look.
Oh my God.
She said it's to die for and I got to come pick it up. So.
And that's from who?
This is from Lizette from Beacon Windows.
Beacon Windows and door sliders.
Yeah, Beacon Windows. Thank you, Lizette. Wonderful. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Good.
Yes, she does Beacon Windows, like if your door gets caught, like, you know, the sliding glass door.
I met Lizette about 11 years ago when she was first getting started.
Yeah. Really?
Yes.
And she Everybody knows Lizette.
Yeah, and she knew Lola.
I did the air conditioning lady, and the air conditioning lady that just placed an ad with us says she knows Lizette.
Who's that?
Air condition. It's in the book. I'll tell you. I forgot their name already. But she was supposed to be here today, but I guess she can't make it. But it's an air conditioning company. It's a new client of ours. It's called Florida Climate Works. Is that the name of them?
Oh, let me see.
Yeah. I deal with...
I know who that is.
Yes.
Well, we all know each other.
We all know each other. See what a small world it is?
Yep.
Isn't that amazing?
That's Angie. Angie is the name. No?
I don't think so.
No, Angie would be like their... That's a place that recommends people for construction type. Okay. They're our group. But she's something else, too.
She just started working for them. She's a very nice person.
Really?
Yeah.
Very good.
I met her probably about, back in around May. I was doing door flyers for her, and I just got to be honest and say I dropped the ball with it. I had a death in the family. I took it hard. It was COVID-related. And I'm not going to keep talking about that, but she was just a wonderful person every time I talked to her.
Yeah, she really is.
And what's her
name?
There's
something special about her, too.
What's her name?
I started working with the
Florida
owner.
Florida Climate Works with a X on the end of works.
I could actually find out. I have it in my book out in the car, but it's not that important.
Yeah, it is important, though, too. I try to call her right now, actually. I got her cell. But so the chocolate.
This is beautiful sandwich.
Oh, Frank's. Look at this meatball sub. Wow. So is it going better than you thought, Anna, or worse than you thought, or right where you thought where you would be in business?
So if you were to ask me that question last month, I would have said I probably shouldn't have opened a storefront, but the holidays is where the money's at, and it has definitely picked up so much more.
Yeah.
I think I'm pretty much booked out almost every single day for the rest of the month.
You know, I see that with everything. The prices of everything going up. The gas is going
everything
up.
Everything is going up.
The economy is starting to perk up.
Well, believe it or not, going in Walmart yesterday, it's sad to see because there's like nothing on the shelves.
Right.
Coca-Cola, Gatorade, everything's
there's
got a
shortages,
shortage.
Right. And there's going to be shortages for another year or two because, let's face it, we shut the whole world down for a year or so. 16, 14 months. So it's going to take time to get those gears meshing again. So, but we're going to be okay. It's the United States of America.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, good. Glad to hear about your chocolate. Back to Marathon Marketing. You want to tell me a little bit more about
the... Can we get her location and number?
Yeah. Whittle, can you do a little bit more about exactly what your location is on the Whittle Chocolate Factory?
I'm in Curlew City Plaza across from Home Depot on 19, right before Curlew. I'm by the Arby's.
So it's 31031 U.S. Highway 19 North?
Yep, U.S. Highway 19 North in the same plaza with Red Rooster Antique, and there's a Dance Fans and Atomic Tattoo.
Next to the Red Rooster. You can't miss that as a landmark. And what's your phone number?
It's 727-637-3395.
727-637-3395. Name of the company is Whittle Chocolate Factory. And you know, we were in here the other, oh, it was about three Thursdays ago, and we were all trying to guess, and I think Brian was offering us 20 or 30 bucks, maybe even 50, if we could guess the origins of Whittle. You remember that?
Yep, I sure do.
Boy, I tell you, nobody would have guessed it was your husband's last name.
Yeah.
We had,
it's so cute because people don't even know that. So when they come in here, they're like, oh, my God, I love this name. I'm like, I know. It goes with everything.
Yeah. Stay-at-home mom. It's nice to see a woman-owned business, too. We're talking more and more about women-owned businesses and how they're starting to flourish. And so you're a big part of that. How do you feel about being a, you know, woman entrepreneur today?
So it's in my blood. I've been doing this since I can remember. So I wasn't keen on, you know, let's get a job at Publix or McDonald's or anything. I was always about how to make money my own self and still be a part of my kids' life and with my family. And so I did bonsai trees for a while. And
all right, I remember the bonsai trees. And then you said, well, that's not going. I couldn't sell one. Well, we're going to wrap it up with you.
I've been an entrepreneur.
And so your name again?
It's Whittle Chocolate Factory.
And what is your name?
Anna.
Anna. Thank you so much, Anna. And we'll catch you again.
All righty. You're welcome. Have a good one.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, that was Anna at the Whittle Chocolate Factory. And this is the Lone Whisperer coming to you. And today we have Marathon Marketing. And we're talking to him about, he has mobile LED?
Yes.
Billboards, that's the newest thing, ain't it? Used to be halogen or something to that nature, and or incandescent even, you know, where they had the signs with the bulbs going around them. Mm-hmm. Remember that? In front of a, like a kind of a circus type of thing. It was worked, and then, of course, we tried neon, remember? Like Miami? Mm-hmm. That's what put Miami on the market back then, that renaissance and that. And so LED in the form of... lights is much easier to operate, more portable now, right?
Well, not only that, but we actually went really high quality with this, so we can rent it out to a sports bar for them to, let's say, allow their patrons to watch the Super Bowl on. Ooh. So they get extra seating for the big games or the big fights. That was the original plan. You need the LED in order to really have a high quality to do that.
Oh, is that right? The LED is it's much clearer?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that's what we have as a TV is today.
So what kind of business would come to you and say, hey, I need to put up a billboard for such and such?
You know, I think restaurants will be the number one type of person to get a good result from me. I also believe real estate agents would get a great result from me because we can put their listings.
How about this guy? He's a mortgage guy called the Loan Whisperer.
That's a good looking picture.
Yeah. That would be this guy you're talking to.
I know. I would say real estate agents would do very well with me because we can put like their listings on there for like 10 seconds each and switch them through.
Let's real quick, because people are probably in the back of their heads while we're talking and saying it's a great idea, it's the latest form of art and media. What would be a quick snapshot of a cost to do that for, say, if I was a lender or a realtor?
So that's the thing, is I tried to make it really, really inexpensive.
Sure.
We charge $195 a month.
For?
To be on there. Okay. Now, instead of doing a rotating billboard, like you'll see out in Vegas and you'll see other people doing. We leave you and just you up there for 1 hour straight.
Wow, that's not bad.
The reason we do that is because a lot of people forget what they read 3 seconds after they read it. So I want them to focus on your ad when they're at the red light reading it.
Wow.
And then also I can now go exactly where you tell me to go. Whereas if you want to be in Palm Harbor and somebody else wants to be in Clearwater, it's tough to do.
So that 195, I could say to you, hey, let's move it from Palm Harbor. I want to go downtown St. Pete.
Absolutely.
And be in front of Sundial for 1 hour.
Yes.
That's something you could do. Is there a minimum contract, 3 months or 6 months, a year?
We do have, it's funny, those are all three, my contracts.
Well, I do contracts, you know, so I don't.
So we do 3, 6, and 12 months.
Oh, that's
honestly
very fair.
Everybody has been going with the 12 months because they understand that they're getting very inexpensive cost per view with us.
Yeah. Like you said, you put it up there for 1 hour. Well, that's pretty good. Well, your name again?
Eric Conte.
Eric Conte, and it's called Marathon?
Marathon Marketing Services.
All right. Thank you so much. And this is Ray Rao, the Lone Whisperer, coming to you from WTAN. And we have 106.1 FM and 1340 AM Tan Talk.
Hey, it's Jonathan Kay. You might have heard me singing in downtown Clearwater, and after the show's over, I'm always so hungry. That's when it's time to go to Billy Brick's. They specialize in Neapolitan wood-fired pizza. All the ingredients are fresh to order, and they even use boar's head meat for their sandwiches. And on top of all that, they have half-off happy hour all day. You gotta check this place out. Head down to Billy Brick's on 1100 Cleveland Street. Tell them JK sent you and get 25% off your first order. Billy Brick's. One of the best places to get away.
Opening a new business and need business cards? Want to create flyers or posters for that special meeting? Going to an expo and need banners or promotional items? Minuteman Press in Largo is the answer for all your print needs. Located at 2475 East Bay Drive in Largo, Minuteman Press not only does excellent work, but they are also super fast and priced right. They can design anything you need and provide you with direct mail promotions, calendars, brochures, presentation folders, digital services, labels, and much more. You can contact Minuteman Press at 727-535-3800 or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com. If you need any type of printing or promotional items, there is nobody better than Minuteman Press Largo. Call them today, 727-535-3800, or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
There you go. So is Whittle, you still there? No, she's gone? Okay, so let's talk about Amanda Antiques. Turn to that page.
Amanda Antiques.
My friend at Amanda's Antiques. They're right there in where the Walmart is.
Okay.
I wish she was here. Just think of antiques. And if you think of
antiques.
Do you like antiques?
Oh my God, my house is full of them. Who doesn't like antiques?
Right. He's right there at the corner of, right, you know where Main Street where the Walmart is? The neighborhood Walmart?
Dunedin.
Dunedin.
Yeah.
Right there it is.
Oh, yeah. Amanda. Here, I found it.
Yes.
You want it?
No, just talk about Amanda's.
So this is Amanda Austin Antiques, and she's in Coastal Plaza. Well, that's an easy one to find. They're easy when they're in a plaza, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You keep parking and walking. I like that. And actually, it's right on Main Street, which is the main drag of Dunedin, so to speak. The address is 2182 Main Street, and that's Dunedin, Florida. It says, now open.
Oh, it's got a landmark next to it. It's next to Walmart. And the phone number for Amanda Austin Antiques is 727-736-0778. That's 727-736-0778. And that's Amanda's Austin Antiques. Austin, that's an interesting... Amanda Austin. I like it. Well, you know, it's interesting to be talking about this because I remember all of us have had family pass. And you would just mention you had a death in the family last year or this past year. And, you know, I had all of my mom's. She had so much chinaware. And for years, every time I'd move, I don't move that often, every 10, 15 years I would move, and then in boxes, and something would get broken or something would get tipped. And, you know, I was carrying this stuff around for 40 years, and finally I said, I got a hold of an antique shop, much like Amanda's Austin Antiques, and I said, hey, can you come over and take a look at these and see if they can, you know, if you'd like to buy them or you'd put them into circulation again, because I've been boxing them for 40 years. And so it's interesting is the fellow that came over that one time when I sold mine, he was happy to get him because you know why? It completes other people's sets that they're collecting. Like they might need a saucer or a mustard jar or a particular knife or a piece of silverware, and I've got them in boxes for 40 years, and it completes people's sets. So I applaud Amanda Austin on the antique shop, and it says now open. So as of this is October the 13th, so I'm going to have to go down there and check out Amanda.
Oh, it's like you should actually pay to go through there. You ever been in one of those antique places where you just so many beautiful stuff
mm-hmm,
on there?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can just tell by his ad. He has all fine stuff. He's high-end antiques. So it's
Amanda
beautiful.
Is a he or a she?
It's actually his mom.
Oh, okay.
He named it after his mom.
Oh, how fitting.
Yeah. So just tell us in closing, like, what you do.
What I do?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So as we mentioned earlier, I own a giant mobile billboard, and we just drive it exactly where you tell us to drive it with up to 9 different ads for your company on there.
Wow. Yes.
Marathon Marketing
Services.
Services.
How can people get in touch with you?
So they can just call me directly on my cell phone. It is 727-565-8601.
Say the number again.
So they can call me or they can text me at 727-565-8601.
8601.
What happened in 86 in 1986?
Remember I do that?
I love that.
I think the Mets won the World Series that year.
They did, actually. Yeah. The New York Mets won the World Series.
I think that's the last time I talked about that.
Home run.
That was Bill Buckner. Remember? Bill Buckner, Mr. Groundball with Boston, and Mookie Wilson. Do you remember that?
I remember Mookie Wilson.
You know, he was a great player, too. He averaged over 300, but he's always remembered for that. Yeah. Phil Buckner was a good ball
Whatever
player.
Happened to wrong, and speaking of football, Wrong Way Elway? Remember there was a guy that, in the, you liked those.
Yeah, for Dallas.
You liked those kitschy little
You can watch
sports.
It on YouTube, too.
It's called Wrong Way Elway. There was a guy, they threw him the ball and he, a football play, and he ran the wrong way and scored a touchdown for the opposing team, and he spiked it and everything, had his hands up, and yeah, that's a little bit what they call embarrassing.
So your locally family-owned auto advisor, right? Veteran-owned, Bill's Auto Repair and Tires. He's AAA rated, like for the AAA company.
And he's a veteran.
Napa Mobile, and they have two locations, one on Tampa Road in US 19, and then one on
Clearwater. FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.